On the subject of sport, is it easy enough to get parents involved in sport, to look after teams, to have an interest in what their children are doing at a sports club, whether it be in basketball, football, athletics, or whatever? I want to speak to Paul Stevenson. And Paul is a senior consultant with child protection in sport at the NSPCC. And some parents are actually put off getting involved because of all the hoops they have to go through to get really the thumbs up to be a suitable person to run a, little team. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Paul, it's very important to have protocol in place to check that those who are running the teams are suitably of a suitable mindset and background to be next or near children. But a lot of people are put off by it.
Well, actually, what we're trying to do this week in Parents in Sport Week is actually acknowledge the vast majority of parents who do volunteer within sport and take their children to sporting activities. And really what we're saying within Parents in Sport Week is sports clubs need to actually acknowledge the commitment and volunteer time the parents give and maybe look at how they communicate better with the parents involved in their club and things too. Now, we're not concerned around parents being put off volunteering because of safeguarding procedures. We're actually encouraging parents to be probably more proactive around safeguarding and just check out what steps the club have maybe taken to ensure that when they do hand over their children to those club organisations, that the club have the right things in place and that the parents are confident enough to ask the right sort of questions when they're handing their child over to a sports club.
First and foremost, you have to have the mindset to be a leader, to be someone who wants to run a team, someone who wants to be a volunteer. Not everyone has that. Even before safeguarding was introduced, there were people who were just cut out for it, and we owe a debt of gratitude to the vast majority of people who are involved in running sports clubs before safeguarding, because the vast, vast, vast majority of them are great people who really helped us through experiences of life. That sort of person still exists, but the other sort exists as well. Those who, no matter how much they love bringing up their own children, they don't want to get involved in tutoring or guiding other people's kids.
And really, you're right. Many people step forward because their children are involved in clubs and do become sports coaches themselves. And those people are essential for the running of clubs. But there are many other activities that parents can be involved in on the sidelines and how they behave and support their child. So through Parents of Sport Week, we're sort of saying, like, remember, many parents will be transporting children. They'll be making sandwiches for galas or different events. They'll be doing fundraising activities. They'll be supporting clubs by maybe through social media or through supporting their internet support. So parents have a variety of different roles within sports clubs. So not everyone, as you say, wants to commit to once a week or twice a week and every weekend to coaching. But sports parents really, without the commitment of sports parents to transport young people, to encourage young people to stay involved and to participate in sport for longer, then young people will drop off. And I suppose now more than any other time, we want to see children stay involved in sport for longer and have a lifelong participation in sport.
Of course, you mentioned transportation. That in itself is a bit of a hurdle for many parents. The rules and regulations about how many children you can have in a car, how many adults there should be in per ratio to children going to a sports event. It's all very strict now, isn't it? I shudder to think of an experience I went through when I was about 12 back in the day. This bloke was so helpful. He was trying to run the thing on his own, and he had 14 of us in the one car, and another fellow who had a wee sports car had the other ones crammed in where there wasn't hardly a second seat, and we got to the match and we won the match and we loved it. But if you do that now, you'd end up in jail.
Well, just to be very clear, that's not child protection legislation, that's road traffic legislation that you're referring to there. And certainly I would remember being in a sports club where we had more than enough people in a car, going back certainly 35, 40 years ago. So the road safety standards have improved.
Of course. And I'm not knocking any of these things. I'm not knocking anything. All I'm saying is today it is more difficult, thankfully more difficult, because our children are safer. But parents you know, they send the kid out, go and enjoy the youth club, enjoy the soccer team, enjoy whatever you're doing, and come home when you're finished. A lot of them don't want to get involved because it's a hassle, because the rules are quite rightly very, very strict. How do you convince those that are a bit lazier that to take the step?
Well, I suppose what we're doing with the parents' support work is encouraging the clubs to actually reach out to parents and explain what the club have in place. So you talked about procedures being stricter. I suppose if you become a sports club volunteer, yes, you might be asked to be vetted. But really, to be vetted, it's a very quick process now. And the only thing that a parent needs to know to agree to be vetted is their own name, their date of birth, and where they live. So it's actually very easy to go through that administration process, and you do it online, and it's returned usually within a week at this stage. So those sort of procedures have been improved by AccessNI and the PSNI. So that's one of the things we will be asked. And the other thing is we ask clubs to do is to communicate what the ethos of the club is as well, and what they expect of parents. Now, again, I think of my own young boys' soccer club. And they would regularly be posting messages on social media around what's expected of parents and the behaviour they expect of parents on the sidelines in a very positive way. But it's a very clear undercurrent that their message out to parents is, this is the ethos of this club. We want children to stay involved in our club. We want them to have fun. But the undercurrent is we want our parents to be supportive and behave themselves on the touchline as well.
Yeah,
and that's a very subtle way of getting the messages out to parents around, this is how this is what your young person needs. And that's the sort of approach we're trying to get across.
This is another important strand of it, because my conversation is all about being parents, giving of their time, getting involved and actually going the extra mile. The parents who turn up to watch wee Jimmy or Josephine play and who are pathetic along the sideline, yelping at the referee, cursing at other players, arguing with other parents, people like that have to have a long look at themselves.
And that's exactly right. And that was actually one of the main drivers for Parents of Sport Week. So we've run Parents of Sport Week now for a few years, and it's run throughout the UK and Ireland, and some other European states and Canada have also running campaigns this week too, because the governing bodies and the sports clubs recognise that thousands of parents every week turn up on sidelines or poolside and behave themselves, support the club, and really they weren't given enough attention and notice to those sort of parents. So really it's about saying thank you to those parents who are supporting their children. So for example, one of the sports in particular, I think at a couple of sports within Ireland, Swim Ireland are having a campaign where they're asking young people to just do video clips of themselves and post them on saying thank you to their parents. The GAA are working in partnership and they have a campaign called Save Our Smiles, where they're asking clubs to send in pictures of children enjoying their sport, and they're running a competition in partnership with the Irish News and I think O'Neill's as well. So that and their campaign is around showing the positive image of young people involved in sport and how parents can actually support them in attaining that. But the vast majority of parents don't behave badly on the touchlines. They just, a few individuals get parents a bad press.
Totally, totally agreement with you. We owe a big debt of gratitude to all these parents who are involved, and we should be encouraging more to get involved, because sport is so, so good for the kids. Great speaking to you, Paul. Thanks for coming on. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Paul Stevenson, a senior consultant with the Child Protection and Sport Unit at the NSPCC. Get involved. Don't stand back. Be part of it and ensure that your child has a fabulous sporting experience.